So this exercise is called the self-compassion break, and it's one of the most effective exercises that we teach in our mindful self-compassion program because it's something that's very portable and can be used in daily life whenever you encounter difficult moments. So one of the important things about responding to yourself compassionately when you notice something about yourself you don't like, you've made a big mistake, or you're just going through some very difficult, emotionally troubling experience, it's very important to learn how to soothe yourself with a physical gesture of affection. Self-compassion actually taps into the body's mammalian caregiving system and releases oxytocin and other opiates, just like a newborn baby lion would feel comforted by his mother's soothing touch, gentle purring, warmth. We can actually do that for ourselves. So the first part of the exercise entails taking a moment to find some sort of soothing physical gesture. For many people, what works the best is putting both hands over the center of your chest, over your heart center, and just feeling the warmth of your hands, feeling the gentle pressure of your hands on your chest, or perhaps noticing the beating of your heart and the warmth. But experiment a little bit. Sometimes people actually respond more to putting their hands on their belly or cradling their cheeks with their hands very tenderly. So see if you can find a physical gesture of soothing and comfort that feels good to you, feels calming, reassuring. And the idea is, throughout the day, when you are emotionally struggling, you use this physical gesture of comfort and add in a series of words that speak to you. They're designed to evoke the feelings of self-compassion. So what I'd like you to do now is actually think of something in your life that's troubling you, something that's causing you to maybe judge yourself, or that's scary or sad, stressful. And usually there are several candidates interviewing for the job, so choose one. Choose one that feels right to work with right now. And think of this situation. Then call it to mind. Make it fresh. What happened? What did you do? What did he say? And then as you're thinking about the situation, go ahead and use your physical gesture of affection, putting your hands on your heart or your belly, whatever feels really kind and caring in response to the situation. Feeling the physical touch. And silently repeat in your mind the following phrases. This is a moment of suffering. All right, the first phrase just reminds you, this is hard what you're going through. This is a moment of suffering. And suffering is part of life. And we're remembering that this is part of the shared human experience. We aren't alone. We aren't isolated. We aren't abnormal. Suffering is part of life. And so may I be kind to myself in this moment. Really, really seeing if you can touch that intention to respond to your suffering with kindness, care. Again, feeling the warmth of your hands. May I be kind to myself in this moment. May I give myself the compassion I need right now? And giving yourself full permission to give yourself what you need. And then again, thinking about the situation, it's going to be so different for each person. Is there anything that you need to hear right now? Any words or phrases that come to you that are just what you need to hear right now as you're facing this struggle? And so that's a self-compassion break, and you can do it slowly as we just did it, almost like a mini meditation. But you can actually use it in the heat of the moment when the situation's happening in real time. And it's good to come up with a set of phrases, the ones I gave or maybe your own that speak more to you, that you can just say almost automatically. Use your gesture, hand on heart, or whatever it was. This is a moment of suffering. Suffering is part of life, so may I be kind to myself in this moment and give myself the compassion I need. So it's like a little portable friend, reminder of self-compassion that you can carry with you throughout the day. And again, the people who take our workshop find that that's one of the most powerful and easy ways to help them integrate self-compassion into their daily life.